up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Lift those hands, singer, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you
go, nobody great.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is above.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He already got it out. Nobody greater than you, God. Hallelujah. We are here because God is great and God is good. And we thank you for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to our midweek service. It is just an awesome time that God allows us to come together in worship and praise and hear a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. He said he inhabits the praises of his people. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we thank God that we can impart knowledge and wisdom and allow the anointing of God to go and flow through Pastor Rebecca and myself as you come to join us on this midweek service. So welcome to our sanctuary. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons, along with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we welcome you. It is a rainy day here in New Jersey. Actually, it is snowing and rainy, and we are buckling down once again for a storm coming through, 50-mile-hour winds, gusts, and a couple of things going to happen throughout the day, but God is good. As many of you know, if you're in other parts of the country, we're still recovering from Hurricane Sandy in this area, but I just thank God he was there all along, and he'll be there even during this storm. So we're going to pray. We are going to pray. I'm just so blessed and elated. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your day. We thank you for life and life eternal. We thank you for your blessings, which are rich and add no sorrow. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is still our strength on today. Lord, many people are going through so much, even as we have re-elected President Barack Obama and the Democratic Party. We know that there's still so much to do in this country, even in our personal lives, our personal family. So we look to the hills, which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So we thank you that you'll meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom, and everything will be added unto us. So we're going to trust in your word now, Lord. Minister to us today as your word comes forth. Help our unbelief. Remove every distraction. Thank you for this technology, this medium. Lord, right now, bless it, breathe on it, no distractions, those called in, those at the computer, those home or at work, give us ears to hear and hearts to receive what's going to be ministered through our own Pastor Rebecca Simmons on today. So we thank you for your word that's going to come forth, and we thank you and praise you on this side of it. So, beloved, get ready. After the next song, you're going to hear from Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she brings forth the word of God. And I just thank God that we opened in prayer, and I know that God is going to bless this time together. So the next voice you hear after this next praise and worship song will be Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Be blessed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because of who you are, Lord, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Hallelujah, we worship you, O God. Because of who you are, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you on today. We bless your name. We worship your name. We magnify your name. You are worthy. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but something just quickens on the inside of me when I hear pure worship. When people are worshiping God in spirit and in truth, it just impacts me in a magnificent way. I'm telling you, because of who he is, we give him glory. Something should be happening on the inside of you when you come into a spirit, when you come into an atmosphere of worship, when you come into an atmosphere of praise, when you begin to worship God with everything in you, hallelujah, in spite of what's going on, in spite of the hurricane, in spite of the nor'easter, in spite of the naysayers, in spite of the bills, in spite of that troubled marriage or those problem kids, hallelujah, in spite of everything that's going on the job, my God, there has to be a praise in your belly. Pastor Anthony preached it on this past Sunday. He said, my mouth shall be filled with your praise, my God, hallelujah. My mouth shall continually be filled with your praise, with his praise. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless him at all times. And we have to make up our minds because of who we are. We have to make up our minds to constantly bless him because of who he is. Hallelujah. Because we are the children of the Most High God. My God, I just got excited about that, knowing that I'm a child. I am a daughter of the King. Hallelujah. What a blessing to know. There is a word from the Lord on today, and I'm right there. I'm flowing right there with what God wants me to say to you on today. I'm excited about this word that the Lord has dropped prophetically into my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of you know that my husband and I preach prophetically. We are prophetic preachers. Amen. And we preach according to the Spirit. Again, my husband preached a sermon on this past Sunday, the Spirit-led life, living the Spirit-led life. And if you were not there, look, email me, powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and say, Pastor Rebecca, I need a copy of that message, living the Spirit-led life. It was powerful. I don't know about the video, but we sure can get you an audio, and you will be blessed. Turn with me in your Bible to the book of Luke chapter 2. Go on down to verse 41. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about God and what he's doing in my life and what he's doing in my husband's life and what he's doing in the lives of those of who are a part of New Creation Christian Ministries. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. And I know I don't even know you, but I know if you're under the sound of my voice, God has ordained for you to be here and that he is doing something magnificent in your life. Luke chapter 2. Going down to verse 41, and I'm going to begin reading. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And at that, and all that heard him, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? And the mother said to him, I want to read that again. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We love you today. We quiet every voice that is not yours, oh God. We come against every demonic attack that will try to come against this word and fill this word from the preacher and from the hearers, oh God. We declare that every word spoken, Father God, shall produce good fruit, that shall fall in good soil and produce good fruit, meat for your kingdom, oh God. Not one word spoken will fall to the ground, Father God, but that the lives of those who hear will be dramatically increased, dramatically changed as a result of sitting under this word. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. Use me, your woman servant, for your glory. Give us ears to hear and hearts to receive what you have to say to us on today as we move forward, Father God, advancing your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you today about your spiritual identity. Your spiritual identity. Amen. Hallelujah. I have been reading the Bible. God has had me focus in the Gospels lately, and I have been taking great delight in the book of John. I don't know quite how I ended up in the book of Luke, probably doing my research on something that I wanted to begin to examine on a deeper level in the book of John. And I somehow found myself in the book of Luke, in this chapter 2, reading about Jesus and how his parents had taken him to the temple for the custom of the Passover feast. And after they had finished the feast, and they were on their way home, and they realized that Jesus was not with them. You know, and a lot of people will say, you know, how is it that these parents did not miss their son? But Jesus was at a point, a crucial point in his life at this time. And the Bible says that Jesus was 12 years old. That means that Jesus could have been anywhere in the caravan. He could have been in the front with the children and the women, or he could have been, because he was 12 and getting ready to transition into manhood at the age of 13, he could have been in the back with the men protecting the caravan. Amen. Hallelujah. But when they realized that Jesus was not with Mary in the front and he was not with Joseph and the men in the back, they got frantic and they began to search for Jesus, finding that he wasn't with anywhere with the relatives or the friends. They said, we got to go back and find Jesus. And they went back and found Jesus in the temple, amen, sitting with the doctors. And God is just, just began to speak to me so many things. There's so much that God has been speaking to me about this particular text. But he began to speak to me about Jesus and who Jesus was and how that is relevant to you and myself and who we are. Amen. And it began to speak to me even today as I woke up this morning. The Lord dropped this title into my spirit, your spiritual identity, because God wants to speak to you today about who you are. And Pastor Emily stirred me up on Sunday when he preached, and he was in the middle of his sermon, and I mentioned it to him on Sunday. Pastor Emily, I said to you, you stopped and you asked us, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? And I'm just sitting there as I listen to my husband preach, as I listen to my boo preach, I was like, you know what? That's a word right there. That's a sure word because, you know, the question is, do you even have a clue as to who you are? Do you even know what God has put on the inside of you? Do you even know your potential? Do you even know the possibilities of life that lay before you? Even in the middle of the struggle, because so many of you have gotten caught up in the struggle that you don't even have a clue as to what your spiritual identity is. You don't have a clue as to why you're coming up against so much hell, why the devil is coming against you so strongly, why the devil is trying to do you in, why you have friends who are stabbing you in your back, so-called friends stabbing you in your back, why you have brothers and sisters in the church who are coming against you, persecuting you. Why are you going through so much hell? And the question also becomes again, do you even know who you are? Do you know your spiritual identity? And when I woke up this morning, God said, I need you to talk to the people. I need you to talk to my people about who they are. I need you to talk to my people about their spiritual identity. And he said, the text that I showed you the other day, 2 days ago, I want you to go back to that text and begin to talk to the people about Jesus and his identity, because Jesus did not just wake up one day and decide that he wanted to be the Son of the Most High God. You got to hear me on today. That was already in Jesus. Hallelujah. And God connected Jesus to his family. He had him birthed out through Mary. He had the angel come to Mary and tell Mary that she was blessed and highly favored and that she was going to give birth to the Savior of the world. Come on, y'all. You know, some of you don't even know what your birth is. Some of you don't even know what you're carrying in your spiritual womb. My God, you know, the devil is trying to annihilate the baby that you have in your spiritual womb. He's trying to annihilate that book. He's trying to annihilate that marriage. He's trying to kill you before you give birth to those children, whether they're natural or spiritual. The devil is trying to annihilate what God has placed in your womb. And just like Jesus was placed in the womb of Mary, he was placed there with purpose. And God has placed some things in your womb with purpose, but this is not even more so about what you're supposed to do, but this is about who God has created you to be. You were placed in your mother's womb with purpose. God placed you in your mother's womb with purpose. He knew who you were going to be when he planted the seed through the sperm of your father into the womb of your mother, my God, and they thought they were just making love, but God knew then at the point of conception that he was birthing you out into this earth through the spirit realm for divine purpose, for divine majestic purpose. Hallelujah. You have a spiritual destiny. It's not just do you like what you see when you look in the mirror. It's more than that. I'm here to tell you that it's more than the color of your eyes. It's more than the shape of your face. It's more than the 10 pounds that you want to lose. It's more than, oh, my God, how tall you are or how tall you want to be. It's more than the fact that you might be too tall or too short or too thin or too thick. It's not about your physical stamina. It's about what's happening in the spiritual realm. Even when we begin to exercise, and I've been doing a lot of that lately, but even when we begin to exercise, the Bible tells us that physical exercise profits us little, but what we do in the spirit to exercise the spirit, man, that's where the substance is. That's where the importance lies. That's where God begins to say, now you got it. Because when you begin to strengthen yourself spiritually, then you are preparing yourself for the purpose which I have already divinely orchestrated for your life. You got to hear God on today. Listen, it's bigger than that problem that you faced when you woke up this morning. It's bigger than that husband or that wife that just won't do you right. It's bigger than those children that want to act crazy half the time or more than half the time. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. You got to tell yourself it's bigger than that. It's bigger than your surroundings. Hallelujah. God wants you to tap in to your spiritual identity which will pivot you into your destiny. God wants you to tap into your spiritual identity, which will pivot you into your destiny. Listen, you were born with purpose. You were planted in your mother's womb by your father's sperm with purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. You are not a mistake. You are not worthless or useless. God has something marvelous that he has set aside for you to do. The Bible tells us that he set aside good works in advance for us to do. And you have to know that the connections, that's the first point, the connections in your family, the connections in your life are on purpose. You got the mother that you have on purpose, and you have the father that you have on purpose. Your brothers and your sisters are there on purpose. There are some people around you that you love that are there on purpose. And guess what? Guess what? Your enemies are there on purpose, too. Oh, yes, they are. Stop hating on your enemies. Stop hating on those people that are hating on you. Stop hating on those people that are hating on you. They are there on purpose. It is not a mistake that you got so many people coming against you. As a matter of fact, newsflash, they are not coming in. They are not coming against you. They are coming against the God in you, and they are coming against your divine identity. They are coming against the God in you, my God, the you that God is bursting out into the earth realm through the trials, through the tribulations, through the fire, and yes, through the storm. Yeah, as many of you are inconvenienced, as many of you have been inconvenienced by this last Hurricane Sandy, as many of you have lost power in the natural realm, you have to begin to tap into power in the spiritual realm. That's why we're going forth with this broadcast. We couldn't be here for the worship service on last week, but we're here this week because some of you need to get some more power. Some of you need to know that when you're short on power in the natural, that's when you got to stir up your power and soak up your power in the spiritual realm. That's why you got to light the fire. And how do you light the fire? You light the fire through praise. You light the fire through worship. You light the fire through getting some more word. Put the word in there. Put that word in your spiritual womb. Begin to sow the word, my God, into your heart. Begin to sow the word into your belly. Begin to sow the word in your mouth, my God. Begin to sow that word into your ear gates, into your eye gates, so that you can come out with more power. Hallelujah. So the connections that are in your life, even your enemies, my God, the Bible tells us that no weapon formed against you can prosper, but you got to begin to celebrate your enemies. You have to begin to rejoice when people come against you. The Bible tells us to rejoice when we fall into divers temptation. You know, rejoice when men speak evil of you and you know you haven't done anything but good. Begin to rejoice because your spiritual connections are there to help to establish your spiritual, your spiritual identity, my God, and even your natural connections, even those people who are not saved, they're not that spiritual. You might say, Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about spiritual connections because they ain't nothing but carnal. Yeah, even the carnal connections, even those people who are walking in the flesh trying to kill your flesh, those people who are trying to kill your spirit, those people have been planted there by God to bring out not the worst in you, they're there to get the worst out of you and bring out the best in you, hallelujah, to steer you in the direction of your spiritual identity, to bring out your true traits, who you really are, because that mean spirit that you have, because you've been treated wrong all of your life, that's not who you really are. That's not your trait. So God wants to prune that off of you. You know, that's that whoring spirit that you have, man or woman, where you feel like you got to sleep with people to feel validated. That's not who you are. No, that's a manifestation of your circumstances. That's you who you became as a result of what has happened to you. And God wants to prune that off of you. See, there are the demonically created characteristics and traits that have attached themselves to you and planted themselves within you, my God, that come to stop you, to prevent you from realizing your true spiritual identity. Because if you knew who you are, if you knew who you were, you would not put up with half of the stuff that the devil throws your way. It's deep, it's deep. You got to go deep with me. You got to go deep with me today. Hallelujah. We're looking on the surface of things, and God wants us to come out of that level. He wants to come out us to come out of the natural realm and tap into the spiritual realm and see who we really are and recognize who we really are and stop allowing things and people and circumstances to take us out of our true spiritual identity and make us into somebody else. See, the Bible says that when the evil spirit came upon Saul, he became somebody else, my God. And when the spirit of the Lord came upon him, he became somebody else. You got to establish which spirit you're going to walk in. Are you going to walk in the evil spirit sent from the devil, or are you going to walk into the Holy Spirit? You're going to walk in the Holy Spirit, my God, sent from God. Connections, connections, those people that are vexing you, those people in your life that are bringing you grief, those people in your life that are giving you hell have been sent there on purpose. And you have to ask yourself, what am I going to do with this? How am I going to treat this? Am I going to roll with the punches and just go along with this status quo, or I'm going to let God in me stand up, or am I going to stand up in the power of his might and take command, my God, of the circumstances that this person is creating in my life, or that these people are creating in my life? Am I going to wimp out, or am I going to power up? My God, am I going to lay down and let people walk all over me, or am I going to stand up and declare and decree what thus says the Lord? Am I going to stand up and take control of this situation? Hallelujah. But those connections are so important. Amen. They all have a purpose. Mary had a purpose in the life of Jesus. Joseph had a purpose. Hallelujah. His brothers and sisters had a purpose. Hallelujah. In his life. And then Jesus had to begin to cut off some connections. See, connections, there are people in your life for a season and a reason, or they're there for either or, my God. But everybody has a purpose, and everybody has a season. And sometimes people's season can be for a lifetime, and sometimes their season can be short. Hallelujah. And Jesus had to begin to cut off some connections. That's why he separated himself from the caravan when they were ready to go back from the temple and go back to everyday living. Jesus said, no, I want to stay here in the church. And he disconnected himself from his natural connections and his biological connections, and he connected himself to the spiritual connections. He connected himself to the teachers in the church. It says when they came back and found Jesus, that he was sitting there with the doctors, and the doctors were the teachers, and he was sitting there asking questions and giving commentary. Amen. He was giving input into the teachings, and they were astounded at Jesus' wisdom. Hallelujah. And now Jesus knew who he needed to be connected to, because he was getting a revelation of his spiritual identity. See, Jesus was getting a revelation of who he is, and that's what we all have to come to a point in our lives when we get a revelation of who we really are. Who are you really? Do you have a clue as to who you really are? And when you have a clue, then you will not be so impacted by the natural connection. You know, you still will love mama, and you'll love daddy, and you'll love that husband, and you'll love that wife, and you'll love those neighbors, and you'll love the family members and the acquaintances that you grew up with, but they will not have such a great impact on your life to the point where they can pull you down to a certain level, especially if they're living at a low level, because when you connect yourself or reconnect yourself to the things of the spirit and the people of the spirit, then you are not so impacted by the people who are in the carnality of the natural realm who want to pull you down to a low level. Who am I talking to out there? In other words, you will find yourselves getting with and hooking up with like-minded individuals. You will find yourself hooking up with and connecting with people who are going somewhere and people who are going where you're going. You will find yourself connecting with people that stir up something on the inside of you, that thing on the inside of you that's been deposited on the inside of you that's in your womb that you need to be giving birth to. But see, you got to disconnect sometimes yourself, even in the spiritual realm, even if you're stuck. Sometimes we're stuck with some people in the natural, but we're not stuck with them in the spiritual because we can elevate ourselves above those people, my God, and begin to operate on a higher realm. My God, we can begin to operate in a deeper dimension, in a deeper realm. My God, I don't know if this is making sense. God is speaking. This is do not do notes, but God is speaking and says, even though I still live here, my God, I don't abide here. My God, even though this is my home, it is not my abode because I am not seated in the middle of this mess. Come on, somebody. But I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm in him and he's in me. See, Jesus said, if you abide in me and you let my words abide in you, he said, you will bear much fruit. My God. And see, as long as we are abiding in the middle of the secret place, my God, he will abide in the secret place of the Most High, my God, then we know that 1,000 can fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, but it won't touch us, my God, because even though I'm here, I'm not really here because I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Ah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a strong anointing here on this word. You got to be receiving what God is saying to you on today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Connections. Your connections were sent on purpose, but they were not meant to annihilate your divine purpose or your divine identity. Do not let what people say to you, do not let what people think about you bring you down. Do not let people tear you down with their actions, with their words. Do not let the fact that people are not lining up with your expectations, do not allow that to destroy you spiritually, amen, who God has created you to be. See, God is building you up. God is building you up. He's creating you into that new creation, my God. He's creating you into your divine identity, my God, so that you can walk into your divine destiny. There is a destiny attached to your identity, my God. Hallelujah. So connections, watch your connections. And listen, don't go out and connect yourself with someone who is not pure in the spirit realm. Now, if you're already connected, that's one thing. Like we already discussed that. But as you begin to develop new connections, make sure that you are connecting yourself with like-minded individuals, like-spirited individuals, people who see things like you see them, people who can encourage you and edify you. Don't go and make new connections with people who are hating on you, who will persecute you and want to tear you down. Connect yourself to people who will pivot you into your divine destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Connections. And then the next thing is confirmation. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to hurry up. I spent a lot of time there. There was an anointing on that connection thing. It's confirmation. As Mary gave birth to Jesus, and after she was purified, after her time of purification, after we had a baby in the past, we had to wait 8 weeks before we went out in public because we were still healing and the baby was still growing and developing an immune system. And so Mary had to wait. But in the Bible, you were unclean for a certain time of purification, so Mary had to wait. And after she was purified, she went straight to the church. See how important the church is. The church is so important. She went to the church because that is where your spiritual identity, that is the root of your spiritual identity. Amen. Hallelujah. So she went to the church and she took Jesus to the church and Simeon was there and the Lord had told him that he would not die until he saw Jesus. And when he looked on Jesus, listen to me, when he looked on Jesus, he began to praise God because he knew that God had now released him, that he could go to go to the Lord in peace. He could die in peace because he had seen the face of the Savior, amen. And the same thing with Anna, amen, who was a widow, and Anna spent all of her time fasting and praying, and that's so important. If you have some situations in your life, just continue to fast and pray, because Jesus said that some things come out only by fasting and praying. And I believe that Anna spent so much time in the temple because Anna had lost her husband, my God, and she was a young widow, my God, and I believe that that was her way of coping, that she began to fast and pray, and she dedicated her life to the Lord. And some of us have to do like Anna did, and we have to dedicate our lives, especially if you have some circumstances in your life that are tough, just continue to fast and continue to pray and dedicate your life and your time to God. Hallelujah. And God will manifest change in the middle of that situation, and he will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. You got to hear me on today. Hallelujah. I'm talking about your spiritual identity. And Anna looked on Jesus and said, my eyes have looked upon my Savior. Hallelujah. And what I'm talking about is the confirmation. Confirmation. Listen, stop trying to prove who you are. You don't have to prove to nobody that you're a woman of God. You don't have to prove to nobody that you're a man of God. See, God has already destined who you are. God has already given you your identity in your DNA. When you received Jesus, you were fulfilled in your spiritual identity. Hallelujah. So you don't have to prove anything to anybody. What God has called you to do and what God has called you to be has already been established in heaven. That is why we were taught to pray, let your will be done on earth as it has already been established in heaven. God's will shall be fulfilled in your life, and God will open doors that no man can close. He will also close doors that no man can open. You don't have to prove to anybody who you are. You don't have to. You can't. There's nothing you can do to change who God has created you to be. Hallelujah. And you don't have to prove. You don't have to prove even to yourself that you're called. You don't have to prove to yourself that you're worthy. You don't have to prove to yourself that you're capable. Listen, if you will tap into your spiritual identity and let God work his will through you, all you have to do is rest in Christ, my God, and allow God to work his power through you. Hallelujah. Don't be intimidated when you run into people who have a powerful anointing on their lives. I'm talking to the ministry gifts now. Don't compete with other people. Don't compare yourself to other people. And listen, I'm talking to everybody now. When people start calling you out of your name, when people start saying, I thought you were supposed to be so-and-so, and I thought you were supposed to be this, and I thought you were supposed to be that, listen, close off your ear gates and close off your gates to your heart. Don't allow that stuff to enter in. Rebuke them. Do like Jesus and say, Satan, get behind me, because you don't have the things of God in mind for me, but you have the things of man in mind for me. You have to realize that some people have no good intentions towards you, and you have to stop running to man and allowing woman to validate you. God has already validated you, and he will put you in position. The Bible says that he will put your gift will make room for you and will put you in front of great men. In other words, when Mary brought Jesus to Simeon and to Anna, they confirmed the gift that was already in the baby. And he was a baby, y'all. See, they confirmed the fact that he was who God said he was. They confirmed the fact that he was who God said he was. And let me tell you something. If it has not happened already, there is going to come the day when you stand before great men and great women, and they will confirm that you are who God says you are. As a matter of fact, people are already doing it. People are already telling you, you're a blessing to me. People are already telling you, I like you. There's something wonderful about you. There's something different about you. I feel better every time I'm in your company. You always have the right words to say to me. Those are the people that recognize the good of God that's on the inside of you. And those are the voices that you want to listen, not to be puffed up, but to give God the glory, my God, and also to establish the fact that you are who God says you are. Hallelujah. You don't have to prove a thing. Amen. Confirmation will come again from the church. Yeah, she took them to the church, and there are people in the church, pastors, prophets, evangelists, apostles, and teachers, my God, and even your fellow members of the church that will begin to identify who you are, my God. They will begin to tell you before you even know who you are. They will begin to tell you what a blessing you are to the kingdom of God. Confirmation will always come. In other words, God will always confirm what he has said about you, my God. So just keep on walking with the Lord, hallelujah, and what God has said about you shall surely come to pass. Who am I talking to out there? You have to hear God on today. If God said it, you can believe it, because it will surely come to pass. I got to hurry. And then we got to deal with change. Amen. Change. Somebody say change. Change, change, change. Listen, God, I told you before that the people have been put in your life to bring the worst out of you and to bring out the best in you. Hallelujah. You have to allow God to change you. If you find yourself constantly in a situation, constantly under a circumstance, you have to ask yourself, what is it about me that God wants to change? What is it about me that God is trying to bring out of me? What is the worst in me that God wants to bring out of me? What is the best in me that God wants to bring out of me? What does God want to change? And you have to allow God to prune you. You have to allow God to change you. Don't listen. Don't get knocked down and give up the same way. My God, if you're going to get knocked down, you might as well give up change. If you're going to get knocked down, if you're going to go through hell, you might as well come out change. If you're going to go through the wilderness, you might as well come out change. You might as well come out different. Don't go through and come out the same way. You should be stronger. You should be wiser. You should be better. Hallelujah. Jesus grew, my God, in wisdom and stamina and favor. Hallelujah. With man. Hallelujah. Everything. You got to let God change you. You got to be growing. And as you stay connected, listen, stay connected. Stay connected. As you stay connected to the things of the temple. Listen, Jesus had to go back because he had to submit, my God, to his parents. And he had to go back home with them. And I'm going to close it right here with this final point, which is Kairos, God's divine timing. Jesus, when they came and they found Jesus in the temple, it took them 3 days to find Jesus. Huh? They had only traveled one day, but the Bible said it took 3 days to find Jesus. Why was that? Because they did not look in the church. They did not go in the temple. They did not go to the feet of the teachers. They did not go in, to where the preaching was taking place. Oh, my God, because that's the last place they expected to find the 12-year-old, but that's exactly where Jesus was. And when they found him, Mary said, Jesus, why did you take us through this? You have heard us. You put us through some distress. You put us through some pain. And Jesus looked at him and said, why were you so distressed? Why were you so troubled? Why were you looking for me? Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Listen, you need to get about your Father's business. You need to be about your Father's business. This is Kairos, baby. This is God's divine timing. This is the season for you to get deeper into the things of God. This is not the time to run away from the church, but this is the time to run to the church, because there is a divine word. God's word is going to bring forth fruit in your life. Every time the preacher preaches, there's something happening in connection with your divine identity. And as you tap into your divine identity, you're going to pivot into your divine destiny and your divine purpose. There is a plan for your pain. There is a purpose for all of the pain that you're going through. God is trying to change you. God has put those connections in your life. God has put the even he's allowed the persecution persecution and the pain in your life. God is trying to change you. God is trying to change you. He's confirming who you are. There's divine confirmation taking place even in the middle of the trial, even in the middle of the storm. You are even beginning to recognize, hear me clearly. You are even beginning to recognize that you are not who you thought you were, that you are stronger than you thought, that you are more anointed than you thought, that you can sustain more than you thought you could. You know that scripture is coming true in your life right now, that God will not put any more on you than you can handle. And just when you thought you had enough, he's already provided a way out. You're seeing the light in that scripture. It does not mean that God is going to let you escape from the problems of everyday living. It just means that you got enough power to elevate yourself spiritually above all of this natural mess that's going on in the earth realm. Come on, stop living in the earth realm. It's time to live a spirit-led life. It's time to step into your spiritual identity. It's time to put on the whole armor of God. It's time to recognize who you are. It's Kairos, baby. This is God's appointed time. It's God's appointed time. It's God's appointed season for your life. You didn't go through everything you went through for nothing. You went through what you went through to come out so that you could recognize who you really are, so that you could recognize that you are a daughter of the King, that you are a son of the King, that you are a royal priesthood, that you really are the top and not the bottom. It's not just the same. You really are the head and not the tail. You are above and never beneath, that you are somebody in Christ. Go ahead and shout, I am somebody. That's your divine identity. David said, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. I praise you, O Lord, for the work of your hands. I know full well now who I am. There's no question about my divine identity. There's no question about my spiritual identity. Greater is he who is on the inside of me than he who is in the world. Greater is God in me than the devil in my circumstances. Come on, devil, hit me with your best shot. I'm getting up. I'm getting up from here, and I'm getting up better. I know who I am. I'm not going to believe the lies of the enemy. Devil, you are a liar. I'm not that person that I used to be. I am a new creation. I am called to the Most High God. God is using me even right now for his purpose. In the name of Jesus, I know my identity. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know my identity. I am somebody in the name of Jesus. And your identity is not just for the church. Listen, the church is where we go to get equipped. It's where we go to praise God. It's where we go to worship God. It's where we go to get spiritual deposits into our spiritual womb so that we could go forth into all the earth and birth our purpose, so that we could go forth into the earth and be a catalyst of change, so that we could go forth into our homes, so that we could go into the schools, so that we could go into our jobs and be a catalyst of change. I know who I am. When I walk into an atmosphere, that atmosphere must shift. It must change. Nothing can stay the same because I know my identity. I know my spiritual identity. I'm not dealing with this earthly mess, but I am elevated above this mess, and I am somebody in Christ. I know who I am. You better shout today that you know who you are in the name of Jesus. Forget all this mess about the devil bringing you down to a low level. Let God be God. Let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. Let God be God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So you got to know your spiritual identity. And if you missed this word, I challenge you. You need to go back and you need to listen. And if you heard it, you got to go back and listen again when the archives come up. Because God is speaking prophetically to you on today that you need to stop letting your circumstances get the best of you. Stop wallowing around down there with the pigs. Come to your senses like the prodigal son. Come to your senses and say, you know what, my father has, in my father's house, even the servants are doing better than this. And I'm not, my God, I'm not a servant, but I'm a son of the King. I'm a daughter of the King. It's time for you, my brother. It's time for you, my sister, to tap into your spiritual identity. It's time for you to get a grasp of who you really are and walk in that. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. My God, I got so caught up, Pastor Anthony. I got so caught up in that word. I'm going to hand it over to you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the chat room, we're going to go off, but we're going to go into overtime as we close out this broadcast. For today, we're going to take another 5 minutes to close out this worship service. Pastor Emily, I'm going to hand it over to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Just a powerful word from the Lord. Pastor, just thank you for that, because that therein lies most of the problem for many a Christian, identity. You know, we're in a day where a lot of people's identities are being stolen, and that's one of the enemy's strategy to have us not know who we really are. So I just thank you for reminding us, even through scriptures. You know, the Bible clearly tells us who we are, so we got to believe the word of God. And I thank you for somebody's going to move forward with confidence, getting rid of fear and walking in faith and being bold for the things of God. So just thank you for that word, because I believe it blessed the body of Christ today.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, honey. And I tell you, I want to just say a quick prayer. Father God, we just praise your holy name for your word on today. I declare and decree that not one word will fall to the ground that's been spoken in the ear gates of those who have gathered them and assembled themselves into this virtual sanctuary to hear your word. I declare and decree, Father God, that they, Father God, will know who they are, who you have birthed them into the earth realm, out of the spiritual womb, out of your spiritual womb, Father God, for divine purpose, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for divine connections, for every confirmation that will come, that they will begin to receive confirmation about who you have called them to be. I thank you for spiritual change, that they will change from the natural realm and transition into the spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for Kairos, your divine timing, that they won't get ahead of themselves. Even as Jesus went back home with his mother and his earthly father, as he went back home and spent 18 more years being developed for his divine destiny as our Savior, that he spent those 3 years in ministry, 3.5 years in ministry, Lord, I thank you for the preparation time that your people are going through right now, Father God, that there is going to be a time of great promotion for every person under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, for divine and spiritual patience, oh God, that we will wait for you and not get ahead of you, God, but we will walk in the assuredness that each and every person under the sound of my voice will walk from this place with the assuredness of who they are, not being in a hurry, but knowing for sure that you have called them for something great on this earth, that you will indeed get the glory out of their life and even out of their circumstances. And I pray this over the life of every hearer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank you all, Pastor Anthony, and I thank you all for being with us on today. Listen to me. You are somebody in Christ. Listen, it's not about you being on behind the pulpit, but if you are preaching the gospel, listen, you go ahead and preach the gospel with everything in you. Listen, for so many years we spent trying to prove ourselves, and then, you know, God had us come face to face with the very people that we were afraid would not validate what God had put on the inside of us, and guess what happened? They validated what God put on the inside of us. My God, so some of y'all are running around scared for no good reason, and God is saying, don't lean on the arm of flesh. Don't put your trust in flesh. Put your trust in me, because I will even open the eyes of those who cannot see. See, there are some people in your life right now that cannot see who you are. They don't even recognize. They've been mistreating you. They've been neglecting you and disrespecting you, and they don't even know who you are, and that's because they are operating in the carnal realm. They are operating in the carnal realm, so they cannot see through the spiritual eyes into the spiritual realm who you are. They don't have a clue who you are. So stop fretting about them. The Bible tells us to fret not because of evildoers. Stop fretting about the naysayers. Stop fretting about the persecutors, your haters, your enemies, even those who are in your own house and those who are in your own household of faith. My God, stop being worried and concerned about them and just walk in the power and authority, walk in the dunamis and the exousia that has been given to you through Christ. The blood of Jesus covers you. The blood of Jesus validates you, and you need to walk in that power. So I pray. My God, I'm caught up. I'm in another realm. I know, God, this was not from notes. Go back and listen to the archives. This is not from notes. This is from the throne room. It's prophetically been declared into your life today. about your spiritual identity, and I believe that God has spoken into the hearts of so many that are listening today, and we encourage you to go back and listen to all of the archives of my services. God speaks prophetically here, and we know that God is speaking into the nations of what he wants to say to his people, and we say God bless you as you being blessed by this ministry. We encourage you, don't just think about it, but when as soon as you get off right now, just go over to our website and sow a seed. It takes money to do ministry. We do this for nothing. We don't charge. If you're a member of our church, you'll know that we don't do ministry for money. We don't do ministry for money. Hallelujah. We do it out of the heart of love. And if you never gave us a dime, we will keep preaching into your life. We will keep prophesying into your life, because that's our divine identity. That's what we've been called to do. Amen. So we encourage you to go over to nccmonline.org and sow a seed into this ministry. Do it now. Do it today. As soon as you listen live, as soon as you listen to the archive, sow today. God wants you to sow out of obedience. Sow today. Amen. And visit us. Amen. At New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We would love to see you. We'd love to give you a hug of love. We'd love to hug at our church. We are very touchy. We like to get in your face and give you a holy hug. Somebody might even kiss you on the cheek. Amen. Give you a holy kiss. Amen. Because we are a place of love. We are a house of love. Amen. Because God is love. And we invite you to come out any Sunday and worship with us. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And also we invite you, amen, hallelujah, to like our page on Facebook, New Creation Christian Ministries on Facebook, and also to be my friend, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's just Rebecca Simmons, but if you hit a Pastor Rebecca Simmons, I'll pop up. You'll see my smiling face, me and my husband. We invite you to come out and fellowship with us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You can even hit me for Facebook right here on the page on Block Talk Radio. Follow us on Block Talk Radio. We want to continue to speak into your life, because we believe that that's what we've been called to do, to speak into nations, to speak into the lives of those in the nations. Amen. Go forth and evangelize. So God bless you. Know that God loves you, and so do we. And we thank God, because he's destroying yokes. God is destroying yokes. Keep this word playing in your house. Keep it playing in your house. We have so many archives and thousands of listeners. Keep it going and keep it spreading on Facebook. Post it, repost it on your page, because God wants to speak to the nations. God bless you. We congratulate President Barack Obama and the first family on being reelected to the White House. Amen. I personally believe that God knows exactly who he needs to be in the White House. And I also believe that he's the best person to be in the White House for this season. He definitely has a heart for the poor. There are some things that he believes that I don't support. Amen. But when I got ready to vote, God said to me, I want you to remember the poor. Amen. Hallelujah. And that was my okay. It was the last minute for me, but I was like praying, God, please show me. I don't want to vote just because he's black. I don't want to vote just because he's popular. But God, show me why and who to vote for. And he said, I want you to remember the poor. And when I looked at it, I knew that President Barack Obama was the man that God was selecting for this season. Amen. God had already shown me that he would win, but then he showed me that it was okay to cast my vote in spite of the abortion thing, in spite of the same-sex marriage thing, because I don't agree with any of that. But God is concerned during this season. He said people are going to keep being gay, and people are going to keep having abortions if they're not walking in their spiritual identity. He said, but the poor you will always have with you. So I want you to remember the poor right now. And that's why I pushed the button. And I just thank God for each and every one of you who got out, whoever you voted for each and every one of you who got out and voted. Amen. And let your voice be heard, because it's a right. Voting is a right. And whoever you voted for, as long as you believe in your heart that that was the person that God would want you to vote for, you can rest at peace in knowing that you voted for the right person, whether they won or whether they lost. Amen. God bless you. I love you. We love you at New Creation Christian Ministries. Go in peace and serve the Lord, knowing that God is awesome and that he loves you and that he has his heart set on anointing you for your divine identity. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, no.